what you crave. The city's reignited. The great war has been won. The Bacchanalia has begun. Manhattan's come undone, but everyone's invited. Where's the party and can you take me there? And when the party's over, can you find another party somewhere? We live for today.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, for some folks, the party may be still rolling on this morning. It is, after all, the morning after New Year's Eve. It is New Year's Day, the first day of January in 2026. And I'm so happy to have in the studio with me this morning, Alex Gardner, who is the executive director, I guess, executive director, artistic director,
what are we?
Grand Poopah. The man who does everything from the Pensacola Children's Chorus.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so grateful that you came in on a holiday to keep me company.
Well, my party was not roaring on until midnight last night.
Either.
Mine was in bed.
Someone who was on earlier was saying they did the Eastern time.
Yep, we did that as well.
I wonder how many people in Pensacola do that.
Well, it's good when you have a toddler at home to do things like that.
Well, that is true. How did the toddler enjoy Christmas?
Oh, he had a great time.
Oh, how old?
3.
That's it. That's the perfect time.
Yeah,
when Santa is everything. And
everything and anything.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. So, Children's Chorus, so much happening. First of all, congratulations on a spectacular Christmas spectacular.
Thank you. It was very spectacular.
Yes, it was. That was, how many days did y'all do that? So, how long was this?
So, Christmas on the Coast was 3 days over a couple weekends ago. And beyond that, we presented about 30 different performances in about 20 days.
Wow.
So we've been closed, thankfully, for a while.
Oh, my
goodness.
Taking a break. Gosh, how many kids participate in that?
270.
Holy moly. Okay. That's almost, well, a toddler could equal 270 in certain moments, right?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Well, so that was going on, but I can't believe you're turning around now and having another event right away.
Yes. In celebration of our new year,
right?
We are hosting our second annual Ovation event.
Oh.
Ovation is a very special night. We started it just last year, and it is an exclusive party.
Mm-hmm.
That is held at the Sanger Theater, but not in the traditional way that perhaps most people listening or in Pensacola have ever experienced the Sanger before. The evening unfolds with an elegant cocktail hour in the lobby with a beautiful charcuterie that is larger than life, live piano music,
nice.
Craft cocktails. And then right about an hour or so, we'll usher people into the theater for a one-night-only performance of the Pensacola Children's Chorus. And Ovation this year is themed Speakeasy, hence the song.
That's the Great Gatsby song.
Exactly.
Okay,
Parties
you didn't know that song
on.
Was from the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, from the musical. And so the whole theme of the night is Speakeasy at the Sanger. So we're going to have a very elegant concert right before, about 30 minutes or so, not very long. And then the grand drape is going to lift up to reveal this elegant dining room that's happening on the stage itself.
Oh.
Crystalline, adorned, chandeliers.
Oh, how cool.
But then behind the stage is where the real party is. That is our exclusive speakeasy.
Oh.
Big old bar
so
back there.
It's not an audience thing.
No.
So,
I
see.
At Ovation, those in attendance get to experience the Sanger in every corner. So not
so
just
what it's like to be on the stage.
Exactly.
You know, because a lot of people probably never have been on the stage or backstage.
Precisely.
Now that you say that.
Yes, precisely. And so we transform that space into this very exclusive, secret, sultry speakeasy with live jazz music. And I said craft cocktails. We're actually grateful to our friends at Urban South, who were the owners of Perfect Plain and The Well. The Well is actually doing our cocktails this year.
Oh, how fun.
And if anybody's been there, I'm sure some of you were probably there last night.
Some of them are nursing hangovers
this morning.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So we're very excited about it. It's really special. It's just a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was our first one. And this year we're bringing it back better than ever. Some really great food. Like I said, some great drinks, entertainment. And of course, it all supports a really great cause.
Absolutely.
The Pensacola Children's Chorus, the event raises critical funds for tuition assistance programs, making sure that all children, regardless of financial circumstances, have access to music education. Also serves support for our programs that are making a huge impact in the lives of young people. So it's a really great way to kind of kick off your new year. I know some might be, you know, like me, kind of taking a chill month in January from partying. But, you know, this is at the end of January.
That's right. So you can take care of that New Year's resolution to not drink for 30 days. And this is the 30th.
Yes, yes. Come on back. It's a great way to kick back, to get back to it.
I think it's fantastic. But maybe one of the things we should talk about, because you and I, of course, are very familiar with the Children's Chorus, but maybe someone's listening this morning that has heard of it, but they don't really understand what it is.
Sure.
Is it a bunch of little kids sitting around singing? I mean, what is this thing?
You know, that is typically what people would think if, when they hear Children's Chorus. We, of course, are... We feature children, but we're a music education organization that focuses on building up youth's life skills through song and dance. And so we are not your typical church children's choir that stand on stairs or risers and sing.
Mm-hmm.
This is very much a Broadway style kind of organization that really takes the basics of music and movement and really ratchets them up to something that you might find more on a Broadway stage, a Rockette
it's
style.
It's very professional.
Thank you. We have a really great team of educators and artists who work diligently to produce these larger-than-life performances that are unlike any, really any youth choir
I've
in the United States.
I've never seen anything like it before, and I lived in New York City for 15 years. I'd never saw anything like this.
Yes, it's truly spectacular.
And I'll confess, when someone said, you have to go see Children's Chorus, I thought, really, do I? I mean, that was my first reaction.
Sure.
And then the first time I went, it was the Christmas show. I was absolutely blown away. It is so professional. The variety of music, started by Alan and Susan Poe, mm-hmm. they did an amazing job of creating this entity. But then it's all ages.
Yeah.
And so I just got a text in from one of our listeners, and it says, so how do families figure out if their children are candidates for the chorus, and then what age is ideal to start?
Oh,
that's a
great question. I'm glad someone is listening
yes,
on New Year's Day.
Me too. Happy New Year to you.
We are actually, we are in an enrollment period right now,
mm-hmm.
And so we can accept singers in grades 1 through 12. We don't have a cut system, so anybody who has an interest to join will absolutely make it in. We have groups for everybody.
Oh, that's so great.
Mm-hmm. The only requirement is that you have a willingness to want to learn and to sing and to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually, our website, PensacolaSings.org, has all the information about how to sign up for what we call an audition, but it's not really an audition. It's just more of a skill check. We're just kind of seeing how a singer responds to musical direction, learning about, you know, just kind of how we as the instructors would interact with them in a group setting, just getting to know them a little bit as much as you can in a 5-minute period.
Right.
But there's no preparation necessary. It's absolutely free to audition. There's no charge for that. And then we start rehearsals next week.
Oh my gosh. So once a child signs up, and then do you figure out how to place them as an alto or a soprano? How do you navigate? I mean, these are kind of the technical questions, but how do you navigate all of that?
Well, for most, you know, the majority of our singers come to us from middle school on down. We have high school singers as well. But especially at the elementary age, everybody's voice is very similar, and just in terms of how we develop.
The boys sound like the girls a lot of times.
Yes,
too,
exactly.
Right?
And so we just kind of, we have a great teaching team that kind of spreads everybody out and gives them all a multifaceted experience. We don't really call them sopranos or altos. We just kind of, we all sing one part here and switch it over there. But we have 9 different groups that we meet, that meet in downtown Pensacola. And so there's a group for everybody.
Okay. And so then once I decide I'm in a group, what is the time commitment? And then again, what's the cost about for if a family wanted to do this? They have
sure.
a child, because you know pretty early on if your child's a performer.
Absolutely.
there are definite signs.
Yeah, so typically rehearsals happen once per week. Some of our groups have occasional weekend rehearsals that happen no more than twice per month, no more than twice, and that's actually pretty maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't start until March, April, and May. We would have those weekend rehearsals for the most part. But anyway, there is a cost. It ranges anywhere from $65 to $95 per month, but that is at the maximum cost. About 65% of our singers receive some level of subsidy, and that is what Ovation is working toward, is
yes.
keeping those scholarships flowing. And we also have eligibility through the Escambia Children's Trust for completely tuition-free membership.
Oh, that's fantastic. Members. So everyone can possibly be a part of this. There should be no reason child can't do it.
Exactly. We've been working very hard, especially over the last 5 years, to break down any possible barrier that we can craft to make sure that any child with an eagerness and a family with a desire will have a home with us.
Well, I know you perform at the Sanger, but where do y'all typically rehearse?
We rehearse in our facility in downtown Pensacola on the campus of First Presbyterian Church.
Oh, I didn't realize you were there. Okay.
Yeah. We also have groups that are subsidized by the city that meet in three different community centers. A different program, of course. That one is actually completely tuition-free. And those we're restarting those in March.
Gosh, okay. I don't know how you do it. I'm listening to your schedule and thinking, oh my gosh, so much happening with the enrollment and Ovation and wrapping up the Christmas show and getting this classes. Wow, what a schedule you have.
Yeah.
And you you came in here on your day off on a holiday. So.
Well, always happy to support you.
I appreciate it so much. PensacolaSings.org is that the website so you can find out more about the children's chorus. We're going to take a quick break, but if you've got a question or comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. It's a new year, a new day, and we're off. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on New Year's Day, January 1st, 2026. Can't get over it, Alex. I have Alex Gardner here with Pensacola Children's Chorus talking about, I don't know how you do it, the amazing schedule you keep, the fantastic Christmas on the Coast that we just had. Now we're coming up on a fabulous fundraiser, Ovation.
Yes.
This sounds so cool to me.
It is so fun. And what we love about Ovation is that it does feature singers as part of the entertainment, but it's really not about the singers themselves. It's about the community.
Mm-hmm.
Our event committee has really crafted this really phenomenal, one-of-a-kind experience that for those in attendance, just they feel like they're the center of the bell of the ball, the center of attention. The event is really focused on just how much the chorus is grateful for the support of our community. And so we're going to throw a nice party to celebrate.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. But I think it's the coolest thing that you actually let people be on stage.
Exactly. It's kind of like, it's not a progressive dinner by any means, but you start in the lobby, the beautiful lobby that is adorned with all sorts of kind of Prohibition era decor.
So it's a Great Gatsby theme.
Kind of Great Gatsby theme. Yeah, it's called Speakeasy at the Sanger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then a guest will be taken into the theater where the kids will present a very short themed performance, very jazzy, sultry type thing. And then we're going to have a little bit of an auction. We have some great items that we're giving away, including a framed Wicked poster that is signed by the cast.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
how do I get an early bid on that?
Right. And then we're also giving away opportunities to support the chorus at Carnegie Hall in New York. We're traveling this summer.
You are?
We are, yes. And so we're leading a festival there at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
And so we'll be auctioning
off
trips
to that. That's the creme de la creme. I mean, that is the ultimate.
It's just this gradual progression. We started our Christmas on the...
I just got goosebumps. Wow.
We started our Christmas on the Coast with a trip to New York. That was the theme of the opening set. And now we're having a very New York Prohibition era themed fundraiser.
Right.
And then we'll cap the year off with a trip to the Big Apple itself.
The Big Apple.
Yes. So it's very exciting.
Give my regards to Broadway when you're there.
Oh, we will. and so after the auction, you know, the grand drape is down. The stage is not, actually all the performance is taking place in front of the grand drape. So because behind it, once the performance is done, there's going to be a big reveal. And on stage will be set this gorgeous plated dinner, crystal chandeliers, projections, all sorts of decor. And then right behind that, there's a big old brick wall that most people don't see. It's usually covered with some curtains or whatever we're using on the stage, but that's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a little secret door that will take you back to the speakeasy, which is directly behind the stage. Cocktails provided by the Well, some really great food options also. Photo ops. It's just going to be really special. And one of the great benefits that I didn't mention earlier is that we actually are offering free childcare for attendees.
Oh, wow.
So we have great friends at the YMCA right across the street.
Okay.
So all you have to do is, you know, drop off your kid at the Y, walk across the street to the Sanger, enjoy the party, and then right afterwards, just hop on back over.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. It was great last year. The kids have a great time. You know, the pool is open.
Sure.
They have all sorts of activities, snacks, dinner.
Of course.
It's a really, really cool event.
So tell me this then. How much are the tickets? How do I get tickets? Because it sounds like a blast.
It's so much fun. Tickets are $125 each, and that's the four-hour event.
Uh-huh.
That's open bar the whole time, the plated dinner, the whole shebang.
Right.
We also have sponsorship opportunities available that start as little as $1,000.
So it's not too late if you wanted to sponsor?
It is not too late. The event does have a cap of $200, and we're getting real close. We're at about $150.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So it because the stage doesn't hold that many people.
Right, of course. So, yeah. They'll be sitting in their little trays in the seats.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't want that. So if you're interested in attending, please join us. Our website has all the information, PensacolaSings.org. You go there, there's a button, there's a little window that'll pop up that says, do you know the password? And that'll take you to the Ovation page. But yes, it's going to be a very exciting event.
Oh, I'm very excited for you. That sounds like it's going to be a success. And then you have the Ovation event now. You've got the classes that are enrolling. So if the kids are interested, once again, talk about how they can sign up.
Yeah, we are accepting new members right now. This is our last enrollment period before the next season. So we have auditions happening next week. An audition is a loose term. It's just really can you take a bold step and come into a room and sing by yourself?
Right.
Just some small exercises that our instructors will lead them through just to get to know their voice a little bit and find the choir that's right for them. We don't have a cut system.
That's so any great. Child who has an eagerness. How demoralizing would it be to get cut
we don't
before
want to
you
do
get
that.
Started?
Not at all. Not
that's
at all.
Great. I love
be
that policy.
Encouraging, not discouraging.
Absolutely.
And there's no cost to audition.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And if someone wanted to do it, how do they sign up?
Again, PensacolaSings.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a button that says join.
Join.
Just click there.
Yeah, okay.
And it's easy sign up process.
That sounds great. I wish you had them for adults because I love to sing, but I never got the opportunity to participate in something like this.
Sure.
As a
well, that's
kid.
What you have. The Choral Society of Pensacola is also a wonderful organization. They're a partner of ours. They're the adult choir in town.
I'm not sure they would want me. I'm a good cheerleader, put it that way. Volunteering, giving it, taking ushering was a good place for
Love
me
it.
In that one. All right, we're talking with Alex Gardner on Pep Talk on January 1st, 2026. If you've got a question for Alex or a comment about the children's course, maybe you've seen one of their shows, 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Happy New Year to you and your family. Hope you're going to have a relaxing, enjoyable day today. Alex Gardner is here with Pensacola Children's Chorus talking about, I can't believe it, yet another event coming up, Ovation.
Ovation, yes. Our speakeasy at the Sanger.
I love that.
It's going to be so much fun. It's a wonderful night of celebrating the Pensacola community and all the wonderful support that they've provided to the Children's Chorus over the years. It raises funds for our music education programs and our scholarship programs to make sure that all singers who want to join have the opportunity without the stress of the financial piece.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's the sell. That's what we're raising money for. But it really is. It's just a big old party.
And
it's
wonderful.
So much fun.
It sounds like a blast.
Cocktail
I love a 1920s theme.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Speakeasy and the Great Gatsby. And oh, yeah.
Exactly. A cocktail hour starting at 6, a really short but very elevated and exclusive performance by the kids right around 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
A quick auction, including a trip to New York, if you want to join us for that. Also, we're offering some cameo roles in our upcoming Showtime performance.
Oh.
You want to be on stage at the Sanger, we can make that happen for you too.
Okay, that'll work.
Then the grand drape will lift to reveal this gorgeous plated dinner on stage. And right behind that stage is going to be a secret speakeasy with craft cocktails by the well.
Mm-hmm.
It is just going to be so much fun. We had a great time last year, our first event.
So this is the second year you've done this.
Second year.
Okay.
You know, we had some... A brand new event is always a little stressful putting together. So we had a little kinks, but we ironed them all out.
That's true with every fundraiser, just so you know. And that little kink never goes... There's always something.
Exactly.
So we took, I get nervous if something doesn't happen.
Oh, of course. Well, we were trying to perfect... And it's going to be a really special night. So we hope you all join us. We do have tickets available and sponsorship opportunities. It's all for a good cause, all tax deductible. And you can find all that information at PensacolaSings.org.
Okay. So we've got the Ovation is happening on January 30th. What's the time?
6 o'clock start.
6 o'clock start. Okay. Sounds fabulous.
It's going to be so much fun. I hope you all join us.
I'm so glad you could come on today to talk about it. I so appreciate you coming in on your day off.
Of course.
Because you've been so busy.
And
getting ready to get the kids started again. So someone's just joining us, how can the kids find out about what to do? I know the website.
Yes. We are having open enrollment. We accept singers in grades 1 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing auditions right now, and there's no fee to audition. You just have to visit us online at PensacolaSings.org to get signed up for a time.
And there's no, they can get some financial assistance if needed for
the
course.
We have plenty of financial scholarships available. That's what Ovation is helping us continue to fund. And then we also, for qualifying singers, we do have fully subsidized scholarships as well, so no cost at all.
Well, if you're not familiar with the Pensacola Children's Chorus, I'd encourage you to go to PensacolaSings.org, see the schedule, Google them, and look on Facebook, because the pictures and the kids and the shows, it's just fantastic.
It's so much fun, and
you
won't regret
it. Thanks,
you.
Al.